And now, a woman's thoughts on Salma Hayek's Sports Illustrated photo shoot.
Wow, Salma Hayek on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Looking great at 58. Good for her. But it appears Salma's top may have shrunken a little in that warm pool water. Oh, here she is in a zebra print bikini with real zebras behind her. I wonder what the zebras were thinking. Good thing there wasn't a lion around. Salma would have been running for her life saying, I'm just doing a bikini shoot, go for them! Oh, and this one of her in the crocheted bikini top with the flowers. That's some sturdy hook work holding her in there. But I have a feeling I won't find that suit at Target. So thank you, Sports Illustrated. Once again, you've shown me absolutely no correlation between sports or what I can wear this swimsuit season.
And that was a woman's thoughts on Salma Hayek's Sports Illustrated photo shoot.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Today is Thursday.
What are Thursdays?
Feeling frisky, especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays are for me.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
I can't work Thursdays.
When do you work?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
I'm a radio host.
I work at radio.
That's not a real job.
That's not a real job.
Radio people are the coolest.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
Now we begin.
All right, kids. Showtime.
Yes, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you just enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also find our podcast on the Alexa. That is a repack of the live show, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And that usually drops around noon. We take all the segments that we did during the live show, all the interviews and stuff, and we repack it into a podcast. And you can listen to it anytime you want after it drops. In Purple Patootie. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. And you can find that on the Alexa device by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You have to add the VA in there. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And coming soon, our brand new app and our redo of the websites. That's all happening. All right, coming up on today's program, it's Theatre Thursday. Let's see who we've got on the schedule. We've got Little Dinner Theater. We've got Tony and Cheryl are going to be joining us, and they're going to be talking about the Larry Lively Show, which is opening up on the 23rd. And, well, of course, you know, it's Thursday, so we have either Foster or Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. They're going to be joining us as well, and we're going to talk business. Business, baby. And we are going to talk about cheating.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Not that kind of cheating. Back in school kind of cheating. Whether you ever cheated on a test or an exam or anything like that. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list. Top other things we did in high school that were too ashamed to admit. Too ashamed to admit. All right. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Walter.
What?
Did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat.
When you went out, you said you were going to get the car washed, but I just got something out of the car and it smelled like French fries.
What?
Delicious, golden, fast food French fries.
It did?
See? No denial. You cheated and went to a drive-thru.
Wait, technically, I told you when I was going to the drive-thru car wash, I paused between saying drive-thru and car wash.
That is so misleading.
I had to. It's been too long. And I did drive through the car wash.
Are there any fries left? Walter?
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Poor Walter. The Mike Show. All right. So that's not that kind of cheating. That's not what we're talking about. Not even cheating on your diet. Think back to high school. Did you ever cheat on homework, that is? Not your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So more than 10,000 adults were asked recently. 59% claimed they never cheated on homework or tests in high school. I'm gonna come clean. Okay. And hopefully this doesn't give any kids any ideas. But do you know those notebooks? And they've got kind of a plastic-ish cover on them that's built in. They come that way. Well, anyway, so if you take a piece of paper and you put it over top the cover, and then you write things with a pen on the paper, and then you take the paper up off the plastic cover from a certain angle, you can read everything that is on that plastic cover. Now, it only works one time, obviously, because eventually the plastic cover gets full. But if I had a particularly difficult test or something that came up, and I was not 100% sure on all the answers, I may have written some notes on a piece of paper on top of that plastic cover, and then took the paper and put it away. And if you're standing by my desk, you wouldn't be able to read what's on the plastic cover. You wouldn't see unless you were looking at it from an angle. I'm not proud of myself. Anyway, 28% admit to cheating occasionally. I'll give a dinger for that one. And only 4% admit they did it frequently. I did not. That was not a frequent thing, because that would have required a lot of planning, and I'm not that guy. 6% say they aren't sure. 3% prefer not to say. Younger men were the group most likely to admit to cheating in school. This was probably inspired by all the talk of students today cheating with smartphones, AI, and other technology. The survey So more than 10,000 adults were surveyed. That said, 54% of adults say they would not cheat on homework or tests if they were in school now. 21% say they might a little. Might a little. Just a little. And only 5% say they would do it frequently. Only 4% of adults think all students are cheating right now. But 23% say most of them are. 22% say about half of them. 32% say some of them are. And only 3% of adults believe nobody in school is cheating right at the moment. Okay, so that brings us to our top list. With just 4% of adults agreeing or copping to frequently cheating in high school, which means the remaining 92% of us are liars. Or should that be higher? Sorry, I cheated with the math. See what else we conveniently don't remember doing all those years ago with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things we did in high school that we're too ashamed to admit. All right, here we go. Number one, we taught the foreign exchange students how to say the F word.
Yep.
Pierced our belly buttons ourselves. Top things we did in high school, we're too ashamed to admit it. Make sudden noises to trigger the PE teacher's war flashbacks. No, that's horrible. Drew genitalia on bathroom stalls, of course. Top other things we did in high school that we're too ashamed to admit. Got high off all the markers. treated the bike rack like a fight octagon. Top things we're too ashamed to admit that we did in high school. Kept a spiral notebook full of self-indulgent poems about how alone we were. No, I didn't do that. Top other things we did in high school that we're too ashamed to admit. Operated a black market gum distribution ring. And thirsted for Justin Timberlake, not Bieber. Timberlake. Anyway, hi there. The Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's Thursday. The Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. McDonald's plans to hire 375,000 employees this summer, but they still won't have a single worker who can fix the ice cream machine. Eva Longoria won't do sexy photo shoots anymore because of her son. You know, it's crazy how you can hate someone down to their very core even though you've never met the kid. A man has a condition where he confuses hot and cold sensations. Not surprisingly, he works as a hotel shower tester. And a Louisiana man was arrested for pleasuring himself with a container of Vaseline inside a display shed at Lowe's. But in his defense, how are you supposed to know if you want to buy the shed if you can't test it out first? This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. We got fog until about 1 or so. It should burn off. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right, looking at tower cam position number 4 at the river, if you can see it. All right, so Somebody on social media asked, what's something you have tried once and immediately knew it wasn't for you? We've got the most popular answers. Are we going to do this from the bottom up? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. Maybe we'll do it from the bottom up, because number 15 is having backdoor fun.
In the butt box.
Shut up. Somebody said it just feels like an endless number two. Good Lord. A three-way. That was number 14. I'm sorry, we're starting off with the big ones. Somebody joked, if I wanted to disappoint two people at once, I'd just call my parents.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, really. Here's number 13. Helping a prince in Nigeria. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, and no, I'm just kidding. Somebody listed drinking a Bloody Mary. I love Bloody Marys. You mustn't have drank the right one or something. They said it tasted like a spicy, disgusting, fluid lasagna. You're definitely not drinking the Bloody Marys I make. Hot tubs. I agree with this one. It feels like a gigantic soup pot for disgusting humans.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Skiing. They quoted, I'm not risking my life on that bunny hill again. Giving birth. This person said, I'm assuming a woman, I did it twice. The brain plays the candy corn trick on you, making you forget how bad delivering a baby is until you do it again. I've never heard of the candy corn trick, but I like it. Dating someone with opposing political beliefs. Nothing wrong with the person. It's just unnecessary conflict when you're ideologically incompatible. Going to a strip club, this person said, quote, it was so boring and I just felt bad for the dancers. Virtual reality, the person said, it made me dizzy and gave me a splitting headache. Hot yoga, so many people passing gas and their humidity farts.
Like I may need a kidney transplant.
Scuba diving, didn't make it past the training pool. Being a morning person, I disagree with that one. I can wake up early if I have to, but I'll never be happy about it. Running, these are all things that you've tried once, knew it wasn't for you. If you ever see me running, then you should too, or not, like running away. Gambling. Went to the casino with friends for a weekend, lost several hundred dollars in about an hour and a half, never placed a bet again. I've been to Vegas a bunch. I typically go for the shows and the food and whatever, you know, if we're there for the NAB convention or something like that. I typically don't gamble. We will do the slots for a while. Always wanted to learn, you know, like blackjack or something cool, you know, wanted to sit at the table and look cool, but give myself a budget and that's it. But I really haven't quite mastered it. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. Or is it? Anyway, if you say any of these five random facts back... somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe I don't know what they say. Here we go, number one. This may be surprising. Most varieties of Oreos are considered vegan, including the classic, the double stuff, mega stuff, golden, and thins. They do not contain milk, eggs, or any other animal product. Well, what in the heck are they made out of? Number two. Doctors put the odds of having identical quadruplets at about 1 in 15 million. There are only 72 documented cases of identical quadruplets ever. Number three, a spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail. There's a law. Rules of the jungle. Number four, Mattel released a pregnant version of Barbie. Her name was Midge, and she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside. But she was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy. And then number five, 30% of households in America had a Nintendo in 1990, and only 23% had personal computers. And those are your five random facts for this Thursday. Coming up, we got interviews, and we've got sounds, and they need a place to go.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Audio Vault is on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. And that brings us Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Foster.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am just fine. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. We do not have an event tonight to do. I love doing our events. Mm-hmm. We've got something big on Saturday to do. So we typically don't do a mic'd up pop-up show, on a Thursday when we have something big that weekend. So, I am going to hang out with my kiddo and we're going to cook food and we're just going to hang out and maybe play video games. That's my Thursday night. I love it.
I was about to say, that sounds like a perfect Thursday.
It really, really is. So what do you have going on? Because you're going to be running all around the region.
I am. I'm like hesitant to say I'm looking forward to it because with the weather, I know that I'm going to be going in and out and getting drenched and showing up and being like, hi, I'm with the Bedford Chamber, and I'm going to look absolutely soaking, sopping wet. But yeah, we have our award nominations. They're going to be released on Monday on all of our social media, our website, all that good stuff. But before we do that, we are going around to all the nominees and presenting them with certificates of nomination as like a nice surprise to them. And we're going to take some pictures of them, get some footage of their facilities and what they do. And it'll just be like a nice little reveal for them to let them know, hey, you've been nominated by your peers, your clients, your staff. I've already done a couple of the visits. I did one yesterday on our podcast. Actually, my guest was nominated. His business was nominated for Large Business of the Year.
Awesome.
And even Woody, whose studio we use, Media Squatch, they were also nominated for Small Business of the Year. And every single person on his staff nominated him for Boss of the Year. And it was just an amazing moment to be able to give both of them those awards because they are so deserving. And I'm looking forward to kind of spreading the joy today as well.
Very, very cool. Now I'm looking on the website and mm-hmm. Show me, is this it?
Those are our award recipients from last year. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
So we have seven different awards that we give out. And some of them are the traditional Excellence in Business Awards. That's the award system as a whole. That's the name of it. Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, our Agricultural Award, and our Rising Star Award, which is for a business started in the last 5 years. But we also have individual awards that we try to recognize professionals in the region with. And previously we've done Citizen of the Year, but we were reconsidering it because the name of it doesn't really match what we actually score the award questionnaires for, because mm-hmm. it's not just a popularity contest. You actually have to write for it. So this year we're doing Boss of the Year and Employee of the Year instead of Citizen. And it has been very, very well received so far. We've received a lot of amazing nominations. And it's for people that are just great to their people or do their job really well and genuinely care and have made an impact in some way, shape, or form for their company or for the Bedford area as a whole. So I think the individual awards, of course, all the awards are very amazing to receive and to be nominated for, because it's just, it's recognition for all your hard work and your innovation and everything you put into what you do. But the individual awards, I think they mean a lot to people because it's not just their business. They're being seen as a person and professional for really putting themselves out there and doing, going the extra mile. So I'm excited to continue delivering those today because it was really amazing to do it yesterday.
All right. So I'm looking at the weather thingy, because mm-hmm. we don't have a meteorologist anymore because we can't afford one. So yeah. But I'm looking at the weather thingy and, it looks like today, the highest percentage of precipitation is maybe 37% and that's at 4 PM.
That's not bad at all. Actually, I'll take that.
Although you're going to have dense to patchy fog, up until about 1 PM. So, depending on the peaks and hills and things, you may experience some fog in your travels. That's your weather on the 8th.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I'm just kidding. All right, so you have something else coming up. What is that?
I do. So we have a business roundtable coming up on June 24th. There it is, right there. Amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it's titled "Leading with Vision" because our facilitator, her name is Amanda Stanley, and she's a coach and consultant, and she's from Bedford, but she does work all over the Commonwealth and beyond for different businesses and individuals. She was the CEO of a very large nonprofit in Roanoke, Lynchburg, Bedford for 10 years. And yes, there's Amanda. And she is amazing. She's had the Artisan Leader, that's her coaching consulting business, for about 3 years now, and it's been really successful. And she's a very dear chamber member. I think anybody that's ever worked with her or met her or heard her speak at something, knows that she is excellent at what she does. And this is just a fantastic opportunity. It's free for everybody. You don't have to be a chamber member.
Oh, awesome.
It's great for professional development, whether you're new to your career or you've been there a really long time, or maybe you're just looking for something for you to do that will help with your continuing education. So it's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. And since we do require, well, we don't, it's not required, but we request RSVP, I am going to be sending her the guest list every so often so that she can kind of customize our programming for who will be there.
Gotcha.
And it's all these events that we do, our business roundtables, we do them in conjunction with our town economic development office and our county economic development office. So you'll get to hear from them. There'll be built-in time for networking and a Q&A, and we'll have coffee and light breakfast. So it is altogether a really wonderful event, and it's happening on June 24th, 8:30 to 10 a.m. in the morning at the Bedford Area Welcome Center, so don't miss it.
All right. Very, very cool. And go on BedfordAreaChamber.com and register for this. You can find all the information under their event tab and just find it's in June. Find the 2025 Business Roundtable Leading with Vision and just register so that they have an idea of how many folks are going to be there and how much eggs and bacon to stock up on.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. If you are not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, what in the heck are you doing with your life? What are you waiting on? The Bedford Area Chamber has 400 some member businesses, thousands of people that you could network with that you might not be connected with currently. And if you're looking to grow your business, which you should be, if you are in business, you should always be refilling that funnel because sometimes you're going to have customers drop off. You're going to need to find new customers, and if B2B is the way you do things, this is a great way to make contacts. And even if B2B isn't a great way, it isn't the way you do business, it is a great way for you to meet potential customers or to just network with folks that can give you some advice. It's a good organization, and I strongly recommend that you get in contact with these folks. BedfordAreaChamber.com for more information. All right, I think we solved all the world's problems.
Maybe about 50%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's pretty good for a Thursday, right?
It is, especially a Thursday before 10 a.m. And I haven't had a cup of coffee yet. So we're doing really good. I know.
Doing excellent. I thought, you know, for sure you would have had some coffee because you're just nailing it. You're on it. You're firing on all cylinders today.
I'm trying. I think I moved recently.
Okay.
And I've been getting out and walking every morning, and I think that has been a game changer.
Yeah, and a change of scenery is always nice. It fires up the synapses. When you're in the same place for a very, very, very long time, you're not taking in any new information. Mm-hmm. It's just the picture that's already painted that's in your head. We're going down a rabbit hole here. Because I can talk for hours on this subject, but as soon as you get into a new environment and you are taking in all new scenery and all new things, and your brain just fires up. There's a center of your brain that is just, it hadn't been used in a long time, and it's just going it's going crazy. So yeah, this is that's a good thing. Change of scenery is good.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. We'll have to do a wellness segment sometime.
Let's do that. And then we'll do a cooking segment.
I don't know if I'm the best person for cooking.
Well, I got
I'll
you
learn
on
from
there.
You.
Yeah, and then we'll do a travel segment. Okay,
I think, get down with the travel segment.
I think we've got 2026 programming on lock. We'll do cooking. We'll do travel. We'll do wellness. It's gonna be like a TV show. Anyway,
I think we've gone from 50% of the world's problems to maybe 75 in that last 30 seconds.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, Foster, thank you so much for joining us. Each and every Thursday, either Foster or Kayla joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We really appreciate it, and have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and enjoy cooking with your daughter tonight.
I will. Mommy and Maddie cooked yesterday. They did a sheet tray of veggies and kielbasa and
nice. It was
Parmesan cheese and spices. It was really, really delicious. I'm not shocked or amazed because my child is amazing. So, you know, but I did not step foot in the kitchen. I didn't do anything. They did it all and they did a great job.
Amazing. And now it's your time to one up them.
Looking forward to seeing what she cooks for me with me. That'll be really, really cool. So anyway, but we digress. All right, Foster, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That means it's Theatray Thursday. Yes. And of course, we double booked because that's what happens when maybe either I get involved or something.
Twice but, the fun.
Yes, but we have plenty of room and plenty of time on the program today. We have Dunbar in the house.
Yay! Good
and,
morning.
And Laurie and Albert, staples of the performing arts community, and shaping and molding the future of theater.
That's
yes,
I,
yes,
I think true. I think that's yeah. I think that's your role in life is to shape our theater community it from is. The ground up.
Yes. It is. Thank yeah. you. That is you get it.
I really, really do. We were talking about how my youngest is going to be in your school,
yes,
and going we're to be in to your program.
I cannot wait,
but not next year.
I know.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. But we digress. You guys have an upcoming performance that starts when?
Tomorrow
night.
Yeah. Lord. That is really, really quick. It is
Cinderella.
Nice. Rodgers and Hammerstein's famous Cinderella.
This is wonderful. And now I'm always astounded because one, you guys have like literally one of the biggest theaters in this community.
Second largest.
Yeah, second largest theater in the community. And it's ahead of the Academy Center of the Arts Historic Theater.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how many kids, players and crew does it take to put on this performance?
Well, we almost have 50
students. Well, there's 36 in the cast.
36 in the cast and
maybe 10, 12 in the crew.
Yeah, in the crew.
Nice.
So,
It's a pretty good sized production. So this is the first time this one's been done for Lynchburg City Schools and in this area, except for Liberty University. So,
really?
Yes.
And this is the Broadway version of Cinderella. So
okay.
There's been a Cinderella out there for a long time, and it's been done several times. There's actually now three different versions of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Okay.
And of course, it started as a television musical. CBS got together and they booked Julie Andrews as their star.
Oh my.
And so Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote this vehicle, Cinderella, for her.
Okay.
It was again made into another TV film in 65 with Leslie Ann Warren. And then in 97, the famous, really popular version with Brandy and Whitney Houston.
Okay.
And this Broadway version came out in 2013.
Nice.
Yes.
With an updated book. So it's it's a really fresh story, and it's a very fun telling of Cinderella.
Okay.
Lots of humor.
Yeah, Cinderella is not the helpless Cinderella. She has a little bit more get up and go and gumption about her.
So. Interesting.
Prince Topher's a little clueless. So he was raised at his parents passed away, unfortunately, and the Lord Protector put him in an all-boys school out in the woods, and then he went to an all-male university on an island. So when it comes to girls, he is clueless.
He's not quite the Prince Charming that
you imagine.
We imagine,
a little bit more bumbling.
Yes.
Yeah.
But sincere and honest.
Very sincere.
Nice. So how long from the time that you guys decided to do this, how long did it take in casting and then rehearsals to the point where you are now?
Well, we finished our winter play March 3rd, and that following week we had auditions.
Wow.
And
we started the third week of March.
As far as rehearsals and getting
not
going.
Not too long.
Yeah.
And you guys have been doing this for...
Our whole life, and we're 90.
Yeah, no. We've been at Dunbar for 31 years.
This is his 35th with Lynchburg City Schools.
Wow.
And
congratulations.
Finishing our 31st at Dunbar. It's our home.
Wow.
So, yep.
Well, and over the years, how many theater kids have gone through, I mean, just countless numbers have gone through Dunbar, and then how many have moved on in the performing arts world?
A lot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they're all like on Broadway, but we have kids that are performing. We have kids that are stage managing, that are house managing, that are lights, tech, tech directors.
Doing regional theater like out in Seattle.
We have kids performing all over the place.
And for those that don't know, these are middle school kids.
Yes they are.
Yeah. Age range of what?
11 to 14. 14 some. Yeah. 13, 14.
And your approach is a very, very professionally run theater program. It's not your typical school play.
No.
This is real true theater, and these kids really get an education at it.
They do, and it gets them ready for life. I'd like, we're not just teaching them theater, we're teaching them how to be good, humble, human beings, kind, teaching them some really great values that help them. Not everyone's going to be on Broadway. You might, have a desk job, but you will do better if you have done theater because you can relate to people and you're more confident.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things that this helps kids grow into.
It is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Yes.
And that opens up tomorrow. It is May 16th through the 18th, and you can get your tickets if you go to lynchburgtickets.com. Just type in Cinderella or type in Dunbar Theater.
That's correct.
And you'll find it. But we're going to link up the link to this on our broadcast
on
our Facebook Live. So if you're listening and you're not watching, if you go to The Mike Show VA and watch this segment, write in the comments there. There will be the link to purchase tickets.
Yeah. Can I throw in a real quick thing about kids?
Of course.
Little kids. If any little kids come dressed up like princes or princesses, we're going to have them come up on the stage at intermission and take a picture with Cinderella as a big group. And then there's also fun stuff in the lobby for the kids. We've got coloring pictures. They can get autographed after the show. We heard from the fairy godmother that she is shipping some magic wands for kids out there. So bring some extra cash because we do have some souvenirs, and it's cash at the door, cash for concessions and souvenirs. And then if you want to use a credit card for tickets, that would be lynchburgtickets.com.
Sure.
And it's an amazing show, beautiful sets, costumes, and our choreography by Raina Lindemalsen. She is the mother of Ingrid, who was our choreographer for 6 years.
Yeah.
And so now Mama has taken over, and she has done a splendid job with this dancing. So we're very pleased.
What is one of the biggest challenges not only theater in general that you've witnessed over the course of your career, but with kids in general?
Well, when we first started, cell phones were almost non-existent. They were those big bag phones that people brought away.
I remember
so
mine.
we didn't have to deal with
me and Mike, a lot of me and Mike Douglas on the beach with our big brick phones. Anyway.
But we didn't have to deal with social media influences and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes now I feel keeping their attention is a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, but you kind of learn to roll with the punches and find ways to. We have a big board with bags hanging on it, and they put their phones in the for rehearsal time. The caddy, yes, the phone caddy.
And it's purple.
Get your tickets now. We'll we will link this up. They are at Lynchburg Tickets, or you can get them at the door with cash. And plenty of souvenirs, plenty of things to do.
Plenty of fun. It's a family fun show.
Yes.
This is really cool. You guys do theater, right? And you are really, really, truly shaping the performing arts world of the future.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Nobody's going to hire you anyway, so
why
try to fool anyone?
Everyone will hire you.
Yeah.
It is the it's the Mike Show. We got that on camera.
You
okay.
Did? Good. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So you guys have been working hard. Obviously.
I haven't had my coffee yet this morning.
Why didn't we have coffee this morning?
I'm not going to go into it.
I am.
Oh, well, you would.
Okay. It's got this fancy new place, you know, and this, you know, this
is it,
all.
Is it
this,
new? He's been here
The guy's a germaphobe, he says, but yet he's got, you know, packaged food in there from Walmart. You know,
no coffee.
With all the preservatives.
There's
I don't
no,
even know whether or not no, he sanitizes the couch. I mean, how many people's butt have been on his couch?
If that couch could talk.
Oh, gosh. This couch has been places.
It would go.
Ew. Gosh, dang it. You know?
No. Can you? That couch, prior to
it's
coming.
It's pleather. Man.
No, it's real leather.
It's Naga Hide.
Prior to coming to our studio many
know
moons
where it
ago.
Came from.
I know exactly where it came from.
It came from City View, up in the top of the Bank of the James building, the nightclub that closed at the end of 2010. Okay, so it was in that nightclub, and then it went to the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. There you go.
And
that's where we became acquainted with
it. Exactly right.
And it was in the lounge area.
Oh yeah, I got lounged on.
But not by us
at the Holiday Inn.
We had to be out by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you didn't lounge all over it.
No.
Okay.
Briefly.
Yeah. So then
and here we are.
Again. And then I got it. And it has been lovingly. Now I did clean it.
Okay.
I cleaned
once?
It. Well, when I got it, I cleaned it with Simple Green.
Oh,
it's
you know,
leather.
Simple Green is made of people, and it's
exactly right.
It was fine. It was absolutely fine, and it cleaned it really, really well. It got all the sticky things off of it, and I am a germaphobe. So I had to use gloves.
Say that in English now, will you?
I'm the germaphobe. I had to use these big thick rubber gloves.
Big
like stuff that you would see, you know, like somebody working on nuclear reactors or something.
Margie's.
Yeah.
Margie's gloves. Nobody remembers that show, do they?
No, I don't either. Anyway, but that's not why you're here.
I'm trying to figure out why we're here.
I don't know either. Little Dinner Theater.
That's right.
Yeah, we've got Tony right over there, and we've got Cheryl right over there.
Please don't confuse the two. Cheryl is much better looking.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm sure. So what in the heck is the Larry Lively Show?
It is a variety show that goes wrong. It's pretty much how that
works. Because we're doing it, so it's got to go wrong.
Yeah. So how does that differ from any other show?
Not at all. But that's why they love us. They keep coming back.
It's just different same characters, different costumes.
Yeah. I'm glad that we've settled that. But in all seriousness, it's a variety show. So is it similar to like a late night talk show?
No, it is a variety. It's like a Carol
Burnett-esque
variety show.
Interesting.
Which actually does we actually do have very talented people actually performing.
I believe you
performing in the variety show. Of course, it's not us. Well, it's not me. Cheryl will be performing.
Okay. I'm doing a very bad comedy routine.
Really?
Very bad.
Is it supposed to be a very bad comedy routine?
No.
But it is.
But is that the comedy of it?
That could be the comedy of it.
Some people.
Maybe.
Some people's humor are other people's anger. So.
But anyway, we have a couple of lovely singers, though, and a mime.
Yes.
A mime?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Silent Cow.
Silent Cow.
Okay, is he dressed up like a cow?
No, cow.
Oh,
although cows do also feature.
I thought but silent
there
cow.
There are cows. There are cows.
Cows are mentioned frequently. That's but right. Cal no. is a, he doesn't.
Yeah, yes. like Simon Cow.
How long have we been doing this, Mike? You can't understand my accent?
Not a damn bit.
But
not a damn bit. Who are you?
Larry Lively is the guy in charge of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a showbiz guy.
Yeah, he's a player. He's a schmoozer.
He's a schmoozer. He's not the nicest of guys.
Right. But he comes out and he introduces the act.
Yeah, he's the host.
And he books the act.
Yeah. He's the Larry Lively Show.
He's that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
And so the opening, the beginning act is all about that. And how he interacts with the other people in the show.
Yeah.
And his mother.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's got a mother.
Hello,
mama.
What's Iggy the iguana?
Iggy is part of...
Iggy is the iguana that Larry lusts after.
Yeah.
He wants this guy to come and have the iguana act on his show. Yeah. And he's on the other... He's on a competitor's
There's
show.
There's no law against that, is there?
And so, lusting after an iguana.
As long as you don't do the act,
we are all after... Everybody wishes Iggy the iguana was on the show because then the ratings would be better and we'd be doing much better because we're kind of a failing show at the moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so that's Iggy.
Not the
iguana.
Dinner theater. The Dinner Theater is fine.
It's thriving.
It's just the
Larry Lively show is not doing so well in the ratings. Yes. Yeah. So that's kind of it. And then stuff happens.
Okay.
Stuff happens, as it does.
And Mike would know all about the stuff that happens.
Because he's been to so many of our shows.
Okay.
The camera's never on him when that happens.
No, the camera is on me right now. Yeah. It's on all of us, including the graphic for the Larry Lively show.
Go.
So this is twice now that I've been called out for not being at one of your performances.
Tony is Italian, and he's the king of the old world guilt. So...
The problem is that if he ever does come to see a show, he might never come again. He might not ever
invite us to come and talk about it again.
You know,
so maybe that's.
And I keep saying, you know, if I wasn't so damn busy after this show, then I actually might be able to make it out to other people's performances and things.
Yep.
Which would be nice. How long have I been saying that, Tony?
Oh.
A while. A while.
And since
since you had a crew cut.
Making excuses since 2011.
I'm just going to point out. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but he and I, despite our insanely busy schedule, often get to other people's shows.
You often do, don't
often
you?
Often we do.
Yes, often you do. So I think you're learning a little bit of the guilt thing yourself there. You must be rubbing off of Tony.
Okay. But anyway.
Okay. Just move on along with that.
Break out the simple green.
Yeah.
I need clean up an aisle couch.
Couch.
Anyway.
On the Naga hike. But
the Larry Lively show. It opens May 23rd.
Yep.
Yes. Now this we are doing for Kids Haven.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness.
Yes. And so I'm sorry.
You see all the sponsors there.
I will whenever I bring up the graphic again.
We have several people who have helped.
Several sponsors who have helped us.
Well, pleased to be announcing them for our audio listeners.
Oh, yes. We've got Hickey Electric, FNL Market, Lynchburg Music Center has always been there for us. Mike Levan, who's a realtor, who's always been there for us, and Seven Grains Planning and Investments, and. Yeah, that's some of them there. And, of course, Monte Carlo's always hosts us, or has been our host for the last several years.
Yeah.
And they do a fine job of feeding our guests. And it's a good arrangement because when you come to see the show, the restaurant, the proceeds from whatever you buy for food and beverage go to the restaurant.
Nice.
And then the proceeds from your tickets are what we give to whatever the charity we have chosen to do that particular production for.
Okay.
And so this one is for Kids Haven. And we've done a production for them before. And so we're happy to do it for them again.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $20. And again, the proceeds benefit the nonprofit organization that you are supporting. And this has been, you guys have been doing this now for how long?
24 years.
Yeah, I met you when you were in short pants.
Yeah, there you go.
or no pants.
For the last 24 years, Mike has not graced
one show you've been in. wait.
How I've been to at least one.
Not one.
He's been in.
What?
No.
I've been to your show.
You've seen me, but not him.
I've never seen you perform?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
You're watching me now.
isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Isn't that
it's
enough?
Probably more than you ever want to see. But no.
I think
you've seen a couple of the performances I've been in at other theaters, but I know you've never been to a dinner theater.
I almost guarantee I've been to at least one.
I don't know.
No, you would have remembered.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Maybe we had drinks and
maybe that's
I don't know. All right, but I encourage everybody to get out and see.
Do what I say.
The Larry Lively show. You can do whatever you want, but this sounds fascinating. The Larry Lively show.
Hey, these shows, these dinner theater performances are really fun for us because you just get to let loose and we do crazy stuff and the audience gets to get involved.
And you never know what's going to happen.
You don't. Right. And that's what's fun about it. And there is no fourth wall. We're right there talking to you sometimes and is your phone ringing?
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh. If we were in a show, we would answer
his phone.
I'm vibrating
right now. That's why I have a smile on my face.
But yeah, they're a lot of fun. Now, if this was to happen in one of our shows...
That's me calling.
Time's up, guys. You know, let's go.
No. I knew your phone was on vibrate.
Yeah. So if this happened in one of the shows and we heard that, we would be digging for that phone, boy, and we would answer it in character, and the other person on the line would become part of the production.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so we just dare people to leave their phones on. And some do.
Now,
At their own risk.
Now, tell me about the writing with the Larry Lively show. Where did the concept come from?
This actual show was written by, I want to say her name correctly, Darlene Fedeli Thompson.
Yes.
Who was a local playwright in Lynchburg for years and years and years.
Okay.
And she moved to... Pittsburgh,
Pennsylvania.
And we have done Our last two shows, actually, the last show and this show were written by her.
Nice.
And she's really active up there. She does puppetry. And I think she's called Puppets for Performance, I think is her thing.
I think
there.
That was the last thing that Tony and I did.
Might have been.
Y'all
there
were,
do
there were
things.
Puppets involved. Okay. I don't know.
But, yeah, no, but she does.
Somebody's
she writes...
hand was.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
Okay, glad I wasn't there. Anyway. I'm trying to be serious here. She and say nice things about Darlene.
This is a family show.
This is a family show.
She does a great. She has a lot of fun up there with doing these different things that she writes.
It was Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
It took a turn.
It took a turn.
That's right. I mean, they might show up in the show too. By
the way. Yeah. It definitely took a turn.
There might be a shadow.
Reference.
There might be a shadow of the Muppets here in our show.
Make it.
Come along. You'll see what it means.
You'll see.
So if you actually show up. And support a good cause.
It's a lot of fun for a good cause.
Opens May 23rd. It's also the 24th, 30th, 31st at Monte Carlo Restaurant. 7:30 showtime. Tickets are $20, and you can purchase them if you go to Little Dinner Theater, spelled correctly, not the fancy way, littledinnertheater.com. Then you can purchase the tickets.
Facebook.
Or on the Facebook if you just search Little Dinner Theater.
That's right.
On the Book of Face.
Theater Players.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
You'll find us. And come see us. It's fun.
Did we cover everything?
Yes.
I think we did.
Well, yes, I'm covered now. Yes. We're covered. We have to be.
Let me call you again.
Yeah.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, Theatre Thursday. Thank you, guys.
Oh, no, so thank you. Always fun to be here.
No, thank you. coming up. We are going to place sounds lovingly in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
Oh, hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, it's prom season, which can be pretty emotionally taxing on parents, especially if you don't approve of their date. So let's ask Alexa. Alexa, what are some bad warning signs for prom night?
Here are some signs you shouldn't let your daughter go to the prom with the guy who shows up at your door. When you see him, you immediately tear up. From the contact, hi. When he introduces himself, he says, "I'm Bobby, but my friends call me Measles McGee." He asks you if you can start the breathalyzer in his car. When you ask when he'll have her back, he says it depends on how drunk I get her. And instead of a corsage, he gives her a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. It's been a learning curve trying to keep up with all these streaming services. Even tougher when they can't decide what to call themselves. Warner Brothers announced it's changing Max back to HBO Max. Here are some of the Warner Brothers stars with the announcement.
What's up, Doc?
We're gonna change the name back to HBO Max, boy.
Suffer as fuckatash.
Wow. Yep.
Really, the end of it, and that's all, folks.
Okay. All right. Let's go to viral videos. Utah's Representative Blake Moore was pulling an all-nighter with the House Ways and Means Committee and was asleep when it was his turn to vote. Here's part of the session when he missed his name twice. Finally, the representative from Minnesota, Michelle Fischbach, reached over and gave him a friendly nudge.
Miss Tinney, no. Mrs. Fischbach, no. Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore, no.
Okay, out of fairness, it was 4:58 a.m. They were working on a massive spending package called the Big Beautiful Bill. I think that's today's episode. There have been so many different ones, but I think the Big Beautiful Bill is going to be today's episode. Okay. At a minor league baseball game in North Carolina last weekend, the Kannapolis Cannonballers Bat Dog, it's a yellow lab named Casey Betty, had to pop a squat behind home plate. Here's the crowd's reaction to the poop play-by-play.
As Miss Casey Betty has made her appearance, and the Bat Dog has made her presence felt. It's a numero dos behind home.
Yeah. An employee didn't waste any time, by the way, running onto the field and scooping the poop.
Play ball.
Let's see. Skip that. Wow. A team of Purdue University students built a robot that can solve a Rubik's Cube in a record-breaking, 0.103 seconds. Listen to the record-breaking machine that they made. Listen to the record-breaking machine that they made, not the crowd.
Ready, set, go. That's cool.
The current world record is held by a team of engineers at Mitsubishi, right? Giant multinational corporation, set a world record. What's behind me right now is a team of Purdue undergraduate students who said, you know what, I think we can do better. And they did.
Oh my gosh.
0.103 seconds. That's ridiculous. Skip that. We're gonna do those in stupid criminals. Skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yeah, we're going to comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. It's graduation time. What to give as a gift? Here's comedian Matt Fugate. I think it's Fugate. On one of the two worst gifts.
Hello, everybody. Let me start off with one of the most frightening things I think I've ever heard. There are parents that are giving their teenage daughters as a high school graduation gift breast implants. Which, man, that's just mom and dad sitting their daughter down going, oh, honey, we've been looking at your report card, and it's stripper for you. See where you sign your name with a rainbow? That's the kind of thing we're talking about.
God. All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here, lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We are going to get so much more smarter-est. No, we're going to get really dumb. That's Friday. Nerd news. We're running late. We're going to get stupid. It's stupid criminals coming. Take two. We're going to get very, very stupid. It's stupid criminals in dot news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly L-Y-H.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. L-Y-H. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Alright. A guy in Louisiana got arrested on Mother's Day after he was caught pleasuring himself inside a display shed at Lowe's. Wait, the wrong one.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It happened around 5 p.m. on Sunday at a Lowe's in the Nolens suburb of Slidell. It was one of those tool sheds you've seen in front of Lowe's and Home Depot. Shows the different storage options that they got. Somebody peered inside one and saw a naked guy. Police showed up, searched four or five sheds, eventually found him lying on his back with his pants around his ankles, and there was an open tub of Vaseline next to him. Lord. Anyway, they said he also had an electronic device. It's probably a phone. He admitted to that he had been doing that, taking care of business, and said he was watching YouTube. They didn't release his name or age. He's facing charges for obscenity. And then there's this. A woman named Tanya is going viral after she shared her interaction with an Airbnb host who messaged her to say that there was a temporary issue with the hot water at the property she had rented. It was less than a week before her stay, so she asked if she could be refunded if it wasn't fixed before she arrived. They said they're unable to offer a refund in this situation because hot water was not included as an amenity in the booking. They did apologize for the inconvenience and appreciated her understanding. Tanya responded, "So you're choosing to rip me off because you didn't list an assumed amenity. You also didn't list windows and doors. If those are missing, I'm guessing that's fine too." The host didn't budge, but Airbnb stepped in with a full refund. They're also helping her with another booking, and they're going to review the other host. It's unclear if anything will come of it. Apparently, hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property, and technically, they may only be responsible for delivering on the stuff they promised. Still, there should be an expectation for something like this, right? And then, I don't know if you saw this. I just saw this on social media today. And I think we have audio on this as well. Let me find it. Where it is? Oh, here we go. Good Lord. This happened in Texas the other day. And if you haven't seen the footage, it is a masterclass on how not to tow a car. Some guy's old Saab broke down on a highway in Houston on Monday, and instead of calling a tow truck, he hooked a big chain to it, and his girlfriend towed him, or attempted to, in her SUV. Towing with a chain isn't the safest option or the most legal, but it's something people might do in a pinch. Someone just has to sit in the car being towed to steer it and ride the brakes. The couple in Houston made one mistake, though. They hooked the chain up to the back of his car, and they towed it backwards, and the car was all over the road. Here, listen to this.
You, like, lose the control, you know. I heard when his tire blew out. She was trying to talk to him, but he didn't want to hear nothing.
Okay, so the girlfriend was going too fast. Then the axle broke. He couldn't steer at all. Yes, he was inside his car for all this, hanging on for dear life. An eyewitness said they saw the girlfriend laughing as she drove, so she maybe didn't realize how serious the situation was. And luckily, nobody got hurt. Police didn't end up citing them, but the boyfriend did get in trouble for something unrelated. His name is Dante Brown. He's 32. It ended up he had an outstanding warrant in Georgia, so they arrested him and took him to jail. He and his girlfriend told police they didn't call a tow truck because they couldn't afford one. But now his car is, like, completely banged up, maybe totaled. What else? Do we have another one? Any other ones? A man in Ohio was arrested after receiving his 20th OVI citation while driving under the influence. Here's Spencer Blatnick talking with the officer after getting pulled over, and then Officer Scott Dahlgren talking about the arrest.
Do you have a license on you? Good.
Ma'am.
How many drinks have you had tonight? Because I'm getting a pretty strong smell of alcohol coming.
She kind of noticed a vehicle driving that was in front of her. A pretty slow rate of speed is what initially caught her attention. It dates back decades. The first one was in 1974. So it starts in the 70s. There's a couple in the 70s. There's multiple in the 80s, multiple in the 90s. It's disturbing. We're out here. We try and protect. We serve our public. Anytime somebody gets behind the wheel of a car, you know, it's dangerous when they've been drinking.
Yep. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An officer in New York named Jared DeSalvo saved a dog from the East River in March, and now she's got a forever home, the dog, that is. The NYPD announced that after 6 weeks, no one came forward to claim the dog, so Jared and his family adopted Hudson. Here, check out the announcement.
About 5 or 6 weeks ago, Hudson wound up in the water by South Street Seaport, where myself and my two partners recovered her. She was placed in foster care, and they allowed a certain amount of time for her owner to come claim her. Unfortunately, nobody came forward, but it presents a unique opportunity for me and my family. We'll be adopting Hudson. She'll be in good care.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
All right. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.